comrades. It's Thursday morning, May 12th, and it's time for Freedom Frenzy. I hope that you're here this morning because of the email blast that we sent out last night about our two guests today. You know, I got some replies to that email blast, and, you know, I don't think that you people recognize that when we send that stuff out, we're not going to spill the beans entirely because we just want to pique your curiosity enough to get you to tune in if you're not a regular listener. So, don't get excited if the whole grits and griddle and everything else isn't thrown in on those email blasts, because I think you're going to get some interesting information today from our two guests. And I'll not say any more about that because I don't want to take any of their thunder away. Jenny, did you read the email blast?
Jerry, you know that I didn't.
I know, but I just want to put you on the spot.
What did I do last night? Oh, let's see. I fed my children, and I went to choir, and then I went out on a date with my husband.
Wow. Okay.
And that was really...
All that really necessary stuff.
Yes, all the necessary. He's been out of town for a couple days, and so after choir practice, he said, "Do you want to go out?" I said, "Yeah, let's go out." So 10 p.m. found John and Jenny out, and we had a very
lovely time. Go to Waffle House or something?
Gross. No. Well, there's this Mexican place up the street that's always packed that John's been very interested in trying, so we went there, and yeah, it was really good. The salsa was very, very, very spicy.
Yeah.
My sinuses enjoyed it. And man, when we got back home, a terrific storm had rolled in. Oh, and we found out that there had been a little excitement in our leaving. Fortunately, there are level heads here in Onion Creek, but Vivi decided to take a long walk without letting anyone know. And so a nice neighbor in security brought Vivi back. And the security guy said, "How old are you, sir?" to Jonathan. Jonathan let him know, and he goes, "Oh, that's plenty old to be watching this brood. I started babysitting at 10. So Vivian was safely restored to our family, and the woman who assisted Vivi in being reunited with her family filled her head with so many horror stories. I don't know if they were true or not, but about little girls who were stolen. But I don't think Vivi will look at her little world the same, and I have a feeling long solo walks are not in her future.
She may never want to leave the house, depending on what she got told.
I know! The terror in her face is getting...
No career for Vivi.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that constitutional attorney by proxy just ain't gonna happen, is it?
It came into my mind that maybe she was packing up her stuff and leaving for good because of all the nasty things I've been, you know, she's been on a very strict diet and in the preservation of her little body. And so it came into my mind that maybe she'd had enough. But no, she said she was taking a long walk to find me.
Well, that begs the question, dear. Have any of your other children ran away from home?
No, but I've offered to pack their bags more than once. And in fact, Jerry, once, I had really had it. I was pregnant with Gabe, and I had four children. Let's see, I guess five and under. And they were driving me insane. And so I walked out the front door, and I said, "None of you may follow me." And I closed the door, and I went and sat on the curb for an hour. And they're all within 20 feet of me, and they huddled around the two windows around the front door and cried the whole time I sat on the curb.
Mom's gone!
Yeah. When I felt like I could again deal with them with some sense of composure, I went back in. They were on their best behavior, so I didn't go back out to the curb.
I ran away several times when I was a kid.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Hey, Matt, I heard the music that time. Everything is cool, cool, normal. It's time for Hit and Run News. Yeah, and I guess you guys probably do like I do, or many of you do. You turn on your computer in the morning and you scan what's going on in the world. And me, because of my bent toward economics, that's where I typically go very first thing to see what they've done in the last 12 hours to muck things up even worse than they were before. But leading the economic news this morning, or in the news from the economic unemployment front, we heard this morning that the number of those filing for benefits dropped last week by approximately 3,000. And that's a massive 60 applications per state when you do the math. Sounds like it's time for party hats and whistles, doesn't it? The reality is, however, that the latest applications figures, currently reported to be only 434,000, is still far above the 375,000 level that's been typically identified to be consistent with sustainable job growth. Of course, those that have entirely exhausted their benefits are unable to reapply, masking the true employment situation. Remember that back in March and April, some 600,000 Americans were summarily or administratively dropped from the ranks of the unemployed here because it was arbitrarily determined that they were no longer seeking employment, as though there really was some employment there for the asking. Yep. That's another 1.2 million Americans that no longer count, according to the government. Of course, that's also how they get the rate of unemployment to appear as though it has tumbled. But No new jobs there, just a big eraser. So, we really don't know how many Americans, or their families, or their children are suffering, all the while the government's playing games with the numbers and is trying to tickle our psyches with semantics. Of course, that's also how the rate of unemployment has tumbled. No new jobs, just a big eraser. Back to you, dear.
All right. Well, that was encouraging, Jerry. I'm excited that applications are down by 3,000. Wow.
Well, they trumpeted it like it was tremendous news. It's a headline story everywhere.
You should have heard John laughing behind me when you were saying that. All right. Well, listen up, people. Soy, once touted as a medical miracle, has been outed. 91% of the soy we consume is tainted by the filth of the GMO machine. Literally the most quietly kept epidemic of our lifetime. And it's an epidemic that will bleed into the continuing generations. Soy makes up a large portion of the diet for the chickens, pigs, and cows some of us eat. Even the vegetarian vegan community is exposed, as a number of meat substitutes list soy as a main ingredient. Soy and soybean oil have wiggled their way into a wide array of processed foods, including salad dressings, peanut butter, tamari, mayonnaise, crackers, baby formula, baked good mixes, textured vegetable protein, and on and on. If you are eating anything processed and it's not organic, the probability is that you are consuming GMO soy. Genetically engineered crops are destroying the environment, the health of indigenous communities, and ultimately our health as end-of-the-chain consumers. The American Academy of Environmental Medicine has reported a number of studies. Their results, frightening. Think major issues like infertility, immune problems, accelerated aging, and even changes in the cellular structure of major organs. Also, as a result of the antibiotic-resistant genes within GE food, they are the highly suspected culprits behind the new superbug. The animals involved in the studies ended up deformed, sterile, and dead. Children are the most susceptible to these harmful effects since they are constantly in a state of high growth. Parents, be warned. GMO foods, and especially soy, have been tied to an increase in allergies, asthma, and a propensity to get antibiotic-resistant infections. None of this would surprise any of the people in various South America countries that live near GM crops. South America is the world's largest provider of soy. I didn't know that, Jerry. Did you know that?
I didn't either. No, I didn't.
I thought the U.S. was. A recent story in the U.K. Telegraph revealed that the herbicides used on GM soy are so toxic that direct contact often results in severe illness and sometimes death. Petrona Villas-Boas is one of those that has faced direct loss. Her son was accidentally sprayed by one of the machines that are often spraying Monsanto's Roundup on the surrounding crops. Her son, Silvino Talavera, died that same day, a horrible death as a result of being accidentally sprayed by one of those machines. That's not all. Non-GMO farmers are being displaced, and those that stay run a calculated risk. Mothers living close to GM farmland are twice as likely to have a baby with a birth defect. Of course, the industry doesn't want this information out there. Monsanto provides over 90% of GMO soy seeds and related herbicides to farmers worldwide. As many of you already know, Agent Orange was one of Monsanto's first herbicides, and the resulting effect to U.S. soldiers and Vietnamese citizens was reprehensible. Scientists who pushed hard to get a widespread scientific inquiry about the devastating effects of GE foods have had subtle and not-so-subtle pressure applied and been forced to back off their findings. So the best way to protect your family from these harmful effects is to remove from your diet any processed foods, any soy product, of course, and move to organics.
Dear, I'm really glad that you brought this topic back up today. I had meant to tell you that somewhere, this is, gosh, this maybe go back 10 days, 2 weeks ago, I was reading something about soy lecithin, which is something that they add to dang near everything on the planet. They may even put it in hair tonic. it seems as though there's some evidence accruing that this soy lecithin may actually have some sort of beneficial impact on both your liver and on your circulatory system. And I was wondering if by any chance you had run across any information to that regard.
Well, I would be skeptical on the outset. I have been curious myself about soy lecithin, but I haven't done any research on it. We avoid it typically. And my kids, I mean, oh, they are obsessed about food safety. I've really created a little food police here. Well, that's kind of a slander to call them police. I've created food aware people. Is that better? And so we are always on the lookout for soy lecithin as a ingredient that we avoid. But I'll look into it, Jerry, and tell you what I find.
Please do. Please do, because it is. It's in everything. You cannot buy any salad dressing. And, you know, I'm a salad fanatic.
I'm surprised you buy salad dressing, Jerry. I haven't bought a bottle of salad dressing in so long. It's the easiest thing in the world to make.
Yeah, but it also consumes time, which isn't necessarily the most immediate asset that we have.
It's not consuming much time. A bottle of dressing, I can make.
Wait a minute. You're home during the day. Elaine's not. Elaine's with me trying to make money. And you know, it's a little bit more of a burden, and I don't want to put that on her. So we deal with a little bit of salad dressing. You know, it's a minor inconvenience, but that was one of the things that was behind me wanting to know about this positive or potentially positive health impact that this stuff may have.
Well, I wasn't thinking of Elaine making it. I was actually thinking of you making it, Jerry. I wasn't encroaching on Elaine's time.
Hey, you know what? I'll put that salad dressing in the line right down the way from sourdough bread that I'm trying to get her to make, or our homemade kefir, you know, that kind of stuff. Now, that's important, the little bit of salad dressing that we can, because I eat kefir every day. And that's the thing that I make my protein shake with in the morning for breakfast.
What brand are you using?
I wish you hadn't asked me that, because I can't tell you.
I hope it's not Dannon.
You know, excuse me?
I hope it's not Dannon.
No, it's not Dannon. Maybe Elaine will weigh in on that, because she's the one that buys it. But it's really good stuff, and it's got all these wonderful, this is healthy endorsements on the bottle. And this sounds like a paid political announcement, and it's not really, because we don't even know the name of this stuff. But I'm just telling you, it is. I really do like the blueberry. And I drink 8 ounces of it every morning with a scoop and a half of whey powder. And it's what? Yeah, it's what I wash it down all my supplements with. And then I rinse the glass out with clean water and chug that too. So I get the day's lubrication and water content going for the day.
Well, all go right. Jerry.
Yeah, go Jerry. I got another news story I want to throw out there. And this is another economics things. Another thing that came out this morning was a story about sales at U.S. retailers posting their smallest gain in 9 months last month as high food and gasoline prices drew spending away from other areas. But upward revisions in March's data suggested that consumer spending in the first quarter may have been stronger than initially thought. Now, I want you to camp out on that thought, maybe like you're trying to hatch an egg, because that's what exactly it is. They want you to believe that their statistics are somehow evidence of little or no inflation. The Commerce Department said this morning that retail sales rose 0.5% in April on food and gasoline. You buying that, America? No pun intended. When we factor in the fudge factor inflation, even those cited by the government of only 2.1%, doesn't that retail sales number in real terms become a negative 1.6%, illustrating a further softening in the economic activity, probably as a result of the impact on American pocketbooks because of those rising costs?
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system, and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
You know, the whole point of this economic news that I've talked to you about this morning is it's spin. And the spin is something that we must deal with from day to day and every day. And quite frankly, we should all be looking at it as though it is blatantly criminal. In fact, even on Wall Street, the government numbers have become a running joke. Each time you hear or see any news from government, you ought to be jaundiced enough now to where you look at it as though it's doublespeak. If you don't dig just a little bit, looking behind the information. And oftentimes, the real situation is hidden behind a very thin veneer. You're only aiding and abetting their effort to deceive the people. The more informed you are, the more that you're aware of what reality really amounts to, and you can share with your fellow citizen or person, your choice of word there, it would be a benefit. It really would. And you know, there's a lot of other economic news on the forefront. China seems to be faltering. Yes, China seems to be in trouble. It finds itself battling inflation with a backdrop of weakening economic activity. Does that sound familiar? In what was yet another bold move by Chinese central planners this morning, China's central bank said it would raise lenders' required reserves by 50 basis points. That was the fifth raise this year and the eighth since last October. This is what the Federal Reserve would be doing in this country if they were really serious about putting clampers on inflation. The move increases the required reserve ratio for the country's biggest banks to a record 21%. Another step in the government's campaign to control inflation. Paul Tang, chief economist of the Bank of East Asia, had this to say, and I quote, "I think this surprised the market a little bit because we are generally expected that the People's Bank of China would raise interest rates, but it hasn't done so just yet." And this was immediately afterwards. "I think that it's mainly due to the recent figures showing that the economy is going down quite a bit. From the purchasing index, the retail sales figure, we can see that growth has been decelerating. I think that they will make a pause in the interest rate hike." So he was caught flat-footed. "But that does not mean that the interest rate hike comes to an end. It just means that we think that they'll wait and take a wait-and-see attitude on that front. In reality, I think that what this really discloses to everyone that's paying any attention is that the Chinese, just like the Americans, or just like the Brits, or just like the entire European continent, are not immune to the disease called Keynesianism. It's biting them in the butt. Big time. Big time. All right, dear. Let's see.
I've got a bit here that I wanted to bring forth if our guest hasn't arrived yet.
We got Bill. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're going to go into this break. I'm surprised Carl hasn't called in just yet. That's interesting. How long's your break going to be? We can get this started after that bottom of the hour break.
Yeah, that sounds good. My bit is short, but it's really concerning, Jerry. Actually, I'm kind of surprised you even brought this up yet today.
Well, throw down.
All right. And right now in Austin, we are having quite a storm. I don't know if you can hear it, but there's thunder and lightning and heavy. I mean, it's just pouring down. John and I were looking out the window this morning, and I said, man, I wish we had underground water reservoirs and everything collecting all this rainwater. He was not thinking about that. He laughed. But as record-breaking Mississippi River floodwaters crested this morning near Memphis, Tennessee, many other towns and cities along the river are awaiting record-breaking flood levels, expected to arrive later this week and early next week. The Washington Post has reported that 3 million acres of mostly farmland have already been flooded in Arkansas, Tennessee, and Mississippi, and much of this water is highly polluted with chemicals, pesticides, and other dangerous pollutants, thanks to Monsanto, that are now surging down towards the already highly polluted Gulf of Mexico. Floodwaters continue to rise all along the Mississippi, including in Natchez, Mississippi, which today saw its portion of the river rise to 58.3 feet, breaking the all-time 1937 record of 53 feet. Vicksburg, Mississippi, Baton Rouge, New Orleans are all expected to see record-breaking crests late next week, some far exceeding previous record flood levels. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers may release several more levees in Louisiana within the next few days. I really can't.
Did we lose Jenny? Okay. Well, maybe they really are having some seriously bad weather there in Austin. And that's right down the road from the where the network's situated there in Round Rock, Texas. I think our producer was telling us a little bit earlier they're about 23 miles away. So a little bit of Wizard of Oz weather. We're almost up on a break here. We're about a minute and a half away. And I just wanted to give you an opportunity to use this break that we're going into as a last chance opportunity to contact anybody that you think might be interested in a dissertation on the situation in America insofar as the people's grand jury effort. And you know, here in America, the district attorneys and whatnot, they seem to be controlling the grand juries. And as a result, they're not able to function as they are in the role that they're supposed to be, which is a guardian of the people and not a tool of government to wreak havoc on the people. All right, we're going to cut away to that break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each meal is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
This is your call to action, America. It's time to get prepared. Food prices, fuel prices, dollar collapse, earthquakes, tornadoes, nuclear meltdown. Where's your plan? Get one at the Get Prepared Expo in Springfield, Missouri, May 14th and 15th, downtown at the Expo Center. Learn about survival economics, gold, silver, emergency food, water filtration, solar and wind power, heirloom seeds and gardening, how to prepare and defend your home, and hear from John Moore as he speaks about global warming and what the government isn't telling you, and John Stadtmiller with what is in store for you. Plus, meet the 2012 candidate for President of the United States, and Sheriff Richard Mack and Larry Pratt. All this and much more at the Get Prepared Expo, May 14th and 15th in Springfield, Missouri, for the low admission price of only $7. Get details now at GetPreparedExpo.com. That's GetPreparedExpo.com. What happens next is up to you. GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
All right, comrades, our guests today are Mr. Carl Swinson and Mr. William or Bill Windsor. Now, I've never actually spoken with Mr. Windsor, but I know Mr. Swinson very, very closely. We've been sort of tacit associates for about 2 years because I answered a call on the internet through some friends of mine to respond to a meeting down in Clayton County, Georgia, where Mr. Swinson and some other individuals were orchestrating the first people's grand jury in the state of Georgia. Now, this, I want Carl to tell this from his aspect, but I'm trying to give you a little bit of groundwork here and how we do, in fact, have a relationship. So, with that said, I want to bring Carl on. Good morning, Carl. How are you doing today, sir?
Good morning, Jerry. I'm doing just fine. Good to hear your voice again.
Well, it's good to hear you, sir. Why don't you give the people a little bit of background about who you are, what you are, and if you want to weave me in there, that'd be fine, too. But if you don't, that's good, too.
Well, again, my name is Carl Swinson, and Jerry and I first came in contact back in March, I believe it was, of 2009. And that was for the purpose of starting the very first common law grand jury, people's grand jury, call it what you will, in the state of Georgia for Lord only knows how long. I don't think we've ever really been able to determine if there was ever one done here in this state. But I looked up a lot of information on grand juries, thinking that I could get some of my concerns, and the concerns were relating to the ineligibility of one Barry Sotero, a.k.a. Barack Obama, to the White House. A lot of information had become available to us concerning some fraudulent activity that he used in the crime of mail fraud, wire fraud, and various other crimes that he had committed against the people of the state of Georgia. So we wanted to put this forward, and I contacted people all over the country and basically found the numbers that I needed, which were 25, in order to form this grand jury. It was a cold, rainy day, and we all managed to meet in spite of that in Stockbridge, Georgia, which is in Henry County, not Clayton.
I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. That's okay. We've got to give credit to the city where it first happened. So we all met here at my office building and convened the grand jury in a in one of the offices that I had available. And we reviewed for probably about an hour and a half evidence as provided by myself and mainly by attorney Orly Tates. She did so over the phone, speakerphone, speaking to all of the assembled people there. We reviewed the evidence and we came up with presentments. Those presentments were an indictment of fraud, wire fraud, mail fraud, and the like. And we didn't have treason on the charge at the time, because we didn't have the necessary information to pursue that. We did reconvene at a later date and add the charge of treason, however, based upon the actions of Commander Walter Fitzpatrick, who had filed criminal charges alleging treason to the Central District U.S. Attorney in Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
So all of the people did vote unanimously for these presentments. Now, that was all fine and well, but that was only half the battle. The other half the battle is getting someone in the position of authority to actually recognize these. So I carried them to, I can't even begin to tell you how many different judges all over the state, DAs, sheriffs, the attorney general here for the state of Georgia, U.S. attorneys in both the central and northern district, the governor's office, and I guess that was one of the ones I took up to Washington with me in addition to the American grand jury's presentments.
What was their typical response, Carl?
The typical response was, what was it? Oh, yeah, it was crickets. Nothing but crickets.
Crickets.
I can't believe that.
Yeah. No response whatsoever. Go figure, right? We the people spoke. They, the elite, decided not to listen. Now, I went through this, through these gyrations many times, and I want to back up a little bit and tell you that when we did add the charge of treason, and I did get that to the U.S. attorney, I had a little visit by the Secret Service. They seemed to be a little concerned with what I was doing,
mm-hmm.
but only insofar as they thought they had to check me out to make sure I wasn't going to be a physical threat. And they found out that I wasn't, and they found out what I was doing. Therefore, they couldn't find any flaw with my methodology or how I was presenting this to the various authorities. And they dutifully left. And I'm sure I've got a nice little record with those guys now.
And you've had no other further federal contact, I take it?
Well, yes, actually. The FBI came to visit me as well.
Oh, goody.
I'm wondering why they got left out.
Yeah, no, they wanted to make sure that they got their people involved in this, too. So they came by again. You know, I questioned them and questioned them point blank. Do you see any illegalities in what was done? And they said, no. We just want to make sure that you're not some crazy that's out there trying to foment any kind of rebellion or whatever you want to call it. They're just doing their, I guess, due diligence. But I want to tell you that I thought it was really interesting on that first visit by the Secret Service, because in that conversation, once they saw what I was referring to and why these were crimes. They said, oh, this must be about the 14th Amendment.
Wow!
And I said, excuse me? I said, this has nothing to do with the 14th Amendment. This has everything to do with Article 2, Section 1, Clause 5 of the Constitution, which clearly states you must be a natural-born citizen to be eligible to be POTUS.
Now, Carl, let me interject something here right quick. Jenny, do you see the significance of what Carl's just said insofar as the information that we put out here a couple of weeks ago with our 3-day visit with Roger Sales?
Yeah, I think that's fascinating. And
yes, it is.
If they knew what they were asking or if they were just throwing out a buzzword they've come across with other nut jobs.
Well, therein lies the problem, because the Secret Service wanted to lump me in with people that were fighting the validity of the 14th Amendment. I'm not going to fight
that. Exactly.
That
so they didn't really know what they were asking.
No, I don't think so. And I believe that it may go just a wee bit deeper than that, in that the powers that be tend to frame the debate
exactly.
in any way they can. And I think that if you pay attention to all of the news that you've been seeing about, the birth certificate, they have framed the debate in such a way as to try and lend credence to the crazies out there who are saying, well, you just need to be born on the soil in order to be a natural-born citizen. That's all it takes, just be born on the soil. And I'll go you a step further. I had a private conversation with the Central District U.S. Attorney Max Woods down here in Georgia.
Oh, man, I know Max.
Max is a piece of work.
At a 10th Amendment rally, okay? And it was I try to show up at these things and corner these guys whenever I can. But anyway, I talked to Max, and I said, Max, I said, let me ask you a question. If two illegal aliens come across our border and have a child in our country, is that child eligible to be president of the United States? And without batting an eye or skipping a beat, he said, yes, certainly.
Yeah, of course he did. He'd have told you a lot of other things that have made your blood boil if you'd talked to him long enough.
Well, we'll get into that in just a little bit, but I knew at that point that they had framed the debate. They had made the assumption that America was at that point where the populace was so dumbed down that they had no earthly idea what the definition of natural born citizen is.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's,
you know something? They're right.
Yeah, that's
Most
right.
People don't. If you ask anybody that you meet, what does it take to become a natural-born citizen of the United States, I guarantee you that the majority, unless they're well-versed like we are, will come back and say, well, you have to be born on the soil.
Right.
And that's all they'll say. So they did, in fact, frame this, and they framed it just brilliantly. The only problem is there's people out there like me, like Jerry, like you. And by the way, who else am I speaking with here?
A whole lots of folks out there on the internet, guy.
Oh, okay. All right. I'll leave that alone.
We hope it's a ton, actually, but we don't have any.
Awesome. I've been guilty of kind of going, who is this Jerry that we're interviewing today? But you're the first one to ask, who is the host on this show?
Hey, ask everybody to raise their hand if they know what you're talking about, Carl.
the majority of people don't, Jerry. You know that, and I know that. And we have been crossing paths in various circles that we've been traveling over the past couple of years. It's kind of weird because
it is. Yeah, we run into each other in the oddest places, don't we, Carl?
Uh huh. And for me, it's all been about trying to get the message out that, hey guys, you got to wake up. You got to understand what that constitutional clause actually means. You've got to understand. If you don't understand, then that you can just take another one off of the list. They are continuing to destroy our ability to understand what our founding fathers gave us.
And are you going to lay it out there and substantiate that, Carl?
Oh, let's see. you know, where do you start with that? Where do you start with that? Where do you go? You want to go back to 1871? You want to go back further than that? I mean, this has been an ongoing process. It's been ongoing since...
Well, the beginning is normally the best place to start, Carl.
Oh, well, yeah, well, that would be the Federalist and the Anti-Federalist.
Everybody on the Anti-Federalist team as time keeps going forward. But I kind of wanted to focus more on grand juries and the whole art of using them, because it is a totally lost art, and I wonder if that's not a tool we're not making use of on a lower, smaller scale with lower level officials.
You're absolutely correct. You're absolutely correct. The only problem I can see with the tack that I took was that I went for the head of the snake first off.
Right, exactly.
And they wanted no part of that. However, I did get one judge to finally respond. And that judge was Chief Justice Royce Lamberth up at the D.C. District Court.
Okay.
And delivered up our presentments to him. And he started off, let me pull that up, because I just think everybody needs to hear this. I'll paraphrase it. He starts it off by saying, "And although presentments are constitutionally allowed..." Remember, although presentments are constitutionally permitted, I'm sorry.
Right.
"I can find no statute or law that allows me to proceed."
Oh, so there's the kicker.
Oh, yeah, there's the kicker. Now, that, having finally received a response from a judge, caused me to do my research.
Okay.
And I said, what the heck? I know that the common law grand juries have been in existence since, around the 1200s with the Magna
Right.
Carta.
Right.
So this has been something that has been used in the formation of our country, the grand juries.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And up until the time where the Lawyers Guild and our good friend Roosevelt, Franklin D., decided
he didn't
want us to have those rights, because he thought that was too much power in the hands of the people. So he created a study group that would eventually give us the rules of criminal procedure, which were codified back in 1946, but started in the mid-30s.
Right.
And it finally wound up where they, in talking about the grand juries, told us that, well, we're going to use the rules of criminal procedure now because we think the grand juries, the common law grand juries, are, you're going to love this, antiquated.
Nice. Liberty always is. It's such
not illegitimate, just old hat.
Yeah, they didn't say that they weren't legal or that they weren't proper. They just said, they're antiquated. So, now that I found that out, then I had to go after, okay, guys, what trumps what here?
Right.
We have a constitution, and then we have case law and these rules of criminal procedure. What trumps what?
Right.
So I did a little bit more research, and I found out that everything that I've read says that the constitution can only be amended. There has to be legislation defining it, or an amendment that changes it, in order for it not to be the rule of law.
Okay.
So, what they have done is they have assumed power over us through the rules of criminal procedure. We
right.
have allowed them to take that power because we're just stupid sheeple. We don't know
any
better.
Whoa, Carl. Is there any particular nexus that enables them to do that? Is there anything that the people have done that have entered into that nexus that empowers them to do that?
Yes, there is, unfortunately.
And that might be what, sir?
By willingly signing our driver's licenses and paying our income taxes and willingly submitting to the corporation.
Is that by doing things along the lines of committing oneself to the idea that you're a U.S. citizen?
Absolutely. That's what that...
So that is part of the nexus that you've discovered here.
And yes, and you will remember that it was for that very reason that when we initially convened the grand jury here in this county, that we did so specifically removing all reference to citizenship.
I remember that specific incident.
Yes.
Wait a second. So if that's the case, then the FBI agents who came up and asked if this was really a 14th Amendment issue, ultimately they were kind of right.
Yeah. They were sniffing around.
They didn't know they were right, and they don't even understand the 14th Amendment issue, but ultimately they were kind of right.
Or they do. And they understood the significance of what this was we were presenting.
Now,
that was not the overall thrust. This group that convened was not convening for the purpose of contesting the 14th Amendment.
No,
we
weren't.
The group was there to contest the legitimacy of this president to be.
Carl, we got to cut away to a break. We'll pick you up on the other side. We'll be right back, folks.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactive Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Carl, I'll just let you pick up the thread and run with it here. This is going to get better and better, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It does get better and better because the push became obvious to all. We have to get somebody in a position of authority to pick up the real issue, which is Article 2, Section 1, Clause 5 eligibility, which to date that hasn't happened. Now, I want to tell you that about a year and a half ago, I kind of got the and the handwriting on the wall. So I started getting comfortable in running in the circles of tea parties and in the Republican Party, and tried to get myself available out there for positions within the party so that I could make a change.
Are you going to drop the bombshell on our audience that you dropped on me?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, to that end, I have become the new Clayton County chairman for the Republican Party. And
are you serious?
I'm also a district representative for the county party, and I'm going to be going for the 80,000-plus chairmanship of the state GOP.
Starting
tomorrow.
You're saying is that one of the horrors for the Republican Party are really on our team.
That is exactly right. You can only fight from within.
You can fight from outside, too, but it's good to have both.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I will have, I'm praying that this actually materializes, but I will have Suxby Chambliss, Johnny B. Good Isaacson.
So if I'm outside, I was in the Cobb County GOP, and I did quite a little bit of rabble-rousing over there in Cobb County. Poor Scott. And poor Sue Everhart. But anyway, one time I was protesting Isaacson right in front of the event at the front door. Everybody's going by like, Jenny, I agree with you, but I would never have the guts to do that. And Scott Johnson actually threatened to have the sheriff haul me off. And I said, Scott, if you're going to call the sheriff, you need to have him pick up Isaacson and go ahead and jail him for crimes against humanity. And then the sheriff shows up and he's like, hi, Jenny. Hi!
Well, guess what? Guess what? I will be nominated on Saturday for a for the chairmanship of the 80,000 plus the counties that have 80,000 plus in their county. I'll be nominated. Be not one that is nominated. When I'm nominated, I get to go up and give a little 3 to 4 minute speech as to my qualifications, which will really only take about a minute, and then the other few minutes are going to be on guess what subject.
Hook us up with a recording to that. You got to, Carl.
Well, I guess I can, but I don't know how well it's going to be recorded. I'm sure that there's going to be people there with video recorders, and I will pray to the good Lord in heaven that I get that. Because, yes, this is going to go out to everybody in the state GOP that is county delegates to the state convention, plus all of the Republican wannabes that are going to be in attendance, and all officials of the party that are going to be in attendance. I will take whatever shots are available to me to enlighten and make sure that these people understand what the real issue is. The media can frame it in any way they want. The powers that be, the elitists, can frame it any way they want. Let me take my shot at explaining the way it really is.
Is this your first state convention, Carl?
Yes, sir. Actually, it is.
Oh, then you don't know about all the subjective hearing.
Hearing, and you better be up to date on your Roberts rules, let me just tell you, because the people that run the state convention are slicker than snot.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They know the rules, and they manipulate them.
As do I, and I just so happen to be on the credentials committee, so...
Well. So you already know Randy Evans.
Absolutely. I've already been through two conventions already. I'm familiar with the Roberts rules, and we do apply those, but that's not going to apply to my moment of fame when I get to talk to him.
Well, I would pay money to be a fly on that wall. Everybody hang loose. We got to cut away to a break. When we come back, we got more Carl Swinson, and our other guest will be on with us here shortly. We'll be right back.
Gold, ever climbing.